Gemara Dav Dalet Amid Beis quotes Machlokes Tanoim about the case of Noatz Dalet Kundus in Mesikei Chargaba. Rabbi Yaakov holds that it's kosher and the Chachamim say pasul. And then there's a Machlokes Amaroim. What is the Machlokes Tanoim talking about? Rav Huna says that they're arguing on Sfas Agag, and the Machlokes is whether we say Gurasik Mechitzt in this case. Rav Nachman says that they're arguing Be'emtza Hagag. The MS is Rav Huna in the Maskana holds that they're really arguing by both. That's the Maskana of the Gemara because they ask a kasha. Machlokas Amaroim, what the Machlokas Tanaim is about. So it comes out that there are two different issues floating around over here. That either Rabbi Yaakov and the Chacham are arguing about Gurasik Mechitzta. And we describe the connection between Gurasik Mechitzta in this case of the Gag and Gurasik Mechitzta by the Yomud. Or they're arguing about Diyum de Sukkah. Rabbi Yaakov holds that Diyum de Sukkah tefach, and the Chachamim say no, that Shtayim Kilchos and Shlishis Afilu tefach. Is there any relationship between the two? So that's what we spoke about at the end of Shia yesterday. We mentioned the Rashash. Rashash wanted to say that there really is a connection between the two. That really Diyum de Sukkah tefach and Gurasik Mechitzta are based on a similar idea, Hamshocha, that we're drawing a Mechitza. We have a mechitza, or a little bit of a wall, even if it doesn't have a shem mechitza. The pasei biros, the yumdei sukkah, they don't really have a shem mechitza per se, perhaps, but we're pulling it. Once you have the pasei biros, if you have the L-shaped mechitzas in the four corners, so then we're gonna be mamshech that structure to make it as if there's a mechitza on the whole ruach. So the Rashash wanted to learn that there really is a connection between the two. In fact, Gurasik is less of a chiddush. It's a kolshkein. If you'll say, if you claim Rabbi Yaakov holds the yom de sukkah tefach, that we can be mamshech the pasei biros, the pasin, the yomdin that you have in the corners, if you can be mamshech that in the whole ruach, then kolshkein you should say gurasik mechitzta by the gag. And that's why the Gemara says lohodiach hakocha de Rabbi Yaakov, that according to Rav Huna, if we say that Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim argue in both osvas agag and beemtza agag. So the reason why the Braisa mentions the Machlokes Ba'aretz, Noatz Dalet Kundus in Ba'aretz, is Lodiach HaKocha de Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir even Be'emtza. He's Machshir even by Diyumdin, even by Diyumdei Sukkah Tafach. So if he's Machshir there, then Kolshkin should be Machshir by Gurasik. Why? Because it's a Kolshkin. If he can be Mamshir the Pasi Biros, then Kolshkin, you can be Mamshir Gurasik. You can Mamshir the Mechitza Lamela. This idea that Diyum De Sukkah means that we're Mamshech HaMachitza, that the whole din of Pasuk Biros, even the Gabi Shabbos, that we're Mamshech HaMachitza, so we pointed out that's really what Rashi says. Rashi and Av Zayin Amid Beis. Rashi and Zayin Amid Beis says that the din of Pasuk Biros is Ki'ilu Yesh Machitza Mizeh Lozeh, that if you have the Diyum din in the picture, yeah, he has the pattern, you have to draw a picture on the board. Rashi has it right over here on Zayin Amid Beis. If you have the diyumdin, the double, the L-shaped mechitza on the corners, so then we treat it as though the mechitza flows through, that it's a mechitza bein zelaz, between one corner to the other. And we started to point out that the Ritva Masechta Erevin also seems to say the same thing. I just want to clarify this point a little bit more. Tosus there in Erevin on the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin, he has a very important question. I'm not sure if we fleshed this out enough yesterday. The whole din of Pasei Biros is really a pele. It's really a pele at first glance. Why? What's the din of Pasei Biros? In the Torah, we say that if you have the diyum din, you have the L-shaped mechitzas on the four corners, so then we assume that you're allowed to carry, that you're allowed to be metaltel within that makom. Not only are you allowed to be metaltel, there's a kula and there's a chumra. You can be metaltel in that makom to give drink to the animals, but also yechayiv. If you zorik from the rishus harabim into that makom, this is a rishus hayochid. You can be chayiv there too. Bein lekula, bein lechumra. We treat it as a mechitza daraisa. The Tosus is the kasha. It's the chapela. We hold that in order for something to be called a mechitza, the omeid has to be equal to the parts, at least equal to the parts. Parts ka omeid, right? We had a machlokas. Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua, Rav Papa. But the parts ka'omid is mutter, parts ka'omid asa. But that's the shiur. We passed in the parts ka'omid mutter. So as long as it's 50-50, that's fine. But if the parts is more than the omid, so we assume that the whole ruach is not called a mechitza. If the parts is greater than the omid, right? So then we assume that it's like the whole thing is parts. There's nothing there. So the pella is pasei biros. You might have the L-shaped mechitzas in the corners, But paritz meruba la'omer, the paritz is greater. The paritz, as the Mishnah says, the paritz can be 10 amas. You have your pasin. The pasin are only 6 tfachim apiece. Right? It's in the yumdin, 6 by 6. You have 6 tfachim. Amma on top, amma on the bottom, but there are 10 amas in the middle. The 10 amas in the middle, the paritz is much greater than the omed. The pella is, how can that be called a mechitza? That's mamash a pella. V'hodam el hochi akmei rachmona le'moshe lo tifrots ruba. Halach le'moshe misina, that you can't have the paritz ruba la'omed. So how can pasi biros work? The Tosa says, hainu echa deleka shem dalet mechitzas. If you don't have shem dalet mechitzas, you don't have the structure of shem dalet mechitzas in the corners, so then the paritz has to be ka'omed. It can't be more than the omed. But here, since you have the shem dalet mechitzas, so then Tosa says it's called a pesach. Even if you have the 10 amas in the middle, according to one sheet, you can have even more than, a little bit more than 10 amas in the middle. It's still okay. That's called a pesach. It's a big chiddush, a tremendous chiddush, because the Mishnah in the first parak says that if you have a pirza of 10 amos, that's never called a pesach. That's too much. A pirza of 10 amos or more is never called a pesach. So the chiddush over here is that by pasi biros, first of all, even if the paritz is greater than the omid, that's okay. But secondly, the pirza can be 10 amos and it's still called a pesach according to Tosfos. It's really a tremendous chiddush. Comes the Ritva and says, no, the pshat is different. It's not that it's called a pesach. It's called a mechitza, he says. What's his lashon? He says, yeah, it is difficult. The paritz is taka meruba la omei, and hachi akmei rachmona le moshe de lo tifrots beruba. So the Ritva says, look, we have other halachos where even if the pirtz is so great, it doesn't matter. You can think of a halacha. He didn't even mention all of the different halachos. We had a case together where you can have a situation where the paritz is greater than the omed in that ruach, and yet we say it's fine. It's fine in Shabbos, it's fine in Sukkah. Can you think of the situation? It's the halacha we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. What's that? Lovud, exactly, lovud. You have a situation where there are chavolim less than 3 tvachim zula malamizu, or you have kanim, and there's less than 3 tvachim between the kanim. The paritz is much greater than the omei. The kanim are not as much as the pirtza between the kanim, and yet it's kosher. How can that be? The answer is lovet kisasim dami. It's not called a pirtza. We don't need the din of pesach over there. That's not called a pirtza because it's kisasim dami. It's like it's closed. So comes the Ritva and says there are many halachas. There are different halachas mashmisinas in mechitzin that sometimes we view it as sasim. It's sasim completely. So that's not a kasha that if the paritz is greater than the omed, then it's kamisha eino. It's as if there is no omed over here. Sometimes in halacha we view it as though it's kisasim dami. So if it's kisasim dami, it's like you have a mechitzin, the whole ruach, and there's no problem. That's what he says over here. Hanachan yosef keshita satayisvis. Not all mechitzim are the same. Paritz merubah la'omitaka is a problem, but not all mechitzis are the same. Shereya taroa b'pitikra yored v'sosim. The din is pitikra yored v'sosim. What does that mean? What does that mean? Let's say you have mechitzis on two sides. Right? Let's say there are mechitzis on two sides. Right? And then on the other... You know what? Let's draw it like this. Mechitzas on two sides, okay? And these mechitzas are complete. Complete mechitzas over here. It's not like the Dalet Kundasim. Complete mechitzas. What's with these other two sides? So these other two sides, maybe there's a pole running down over here. Okay? But the top of that mechitza... Top of this pole looks like this. Looks like this. It's like a block. It's like a block, right? So there's a pitikra, there's a corner. It's not circular. It's not a cylinder. There's a corner. The halacha is that the pitikra is yored v'sosem. We treat it as though it's coming down. It's a full mechitza. It's kisasim dami. It's a special din. The Gemara later on the Yud Ches Amud Beis has a machlokas Abaye and Rava, Rabbi Shmuel, about this. Do we say that the pitikra is yored v'sosem b'chol ruach? Can you say that if you have this kind of structure with it, like a rectangular cylinder, if you will, Right? Do we say that it's Yorid V'Sosim on four Ruchos, or do we say no, that only if you have two full Mechitzos, so then it's Yorid V'Sosim and the other two Ruchos. But the Yisod is that it's Yorid V'Sosim, it's a stima. Ah, but the Paritz Meruba is a tremendous, the whole thing is Paritz. The answer is, but it's Kesosim Dami. If it's Kesosim Dami, then there's no problem. V'Aminan Gurachas, V'Bekiyas Gemalim Mevatlu, U'Mevachitzas Da'alma, Afilu En Gedolos, Kama, Mevatlosim Bekiyas Gedeyim. That's the Din Torah. So Hachanami Kachi Din Torah, the Kol She'esh Mechitzas Shlemes B'Zovio, Shir Amal Achol Tzai, Kem Pasa B'Ros, Pasech HaChashuv HaMechitza Gemur. Pasa B'Ros is a halacha that it's Kemechitza Gemur. What does it mean Kemechitza Gemur? But the part is still Meruba. The answer is no. Kemechitza Gemur means it's Kesosim Dami. That's what the Ritva means. Pasibiros, the chiddush is it's kesosim dami. Kesosim dami means that it's like you have a full mechitza in each one of the ruchas. As long as you have the four zavios, you have the four corners with the L-shaped mechitzas, that's kesosim dami. It's like a lovud. It's like all the other halachas that are kesosim dami. So then there's no shaila. Aye, the pirtza is so great. There is no pirtza. If there is no pirtza, then everything is fine. Basically, what the Ritva is alluding to is Rashi's pshat, that the chiddush of pasibiros that it's treated like a mechitza gemur. Treat like a mechitza gemur. And that's what the Rashash was saying, that Pasi Biros is similar to Gur Asik, that both are based on Hamshocha, that you can be mamshich the mechitza. If you have the beginning of some kind of a mechitza, then you can be mamshich it. So one is very similar to the other. Okay. So the Shail is Dalet Kundesin. Rabbi Yaakov says the Dalet Kundesin Akosha. Not Dalet Kundesin Ba'aretz V'sika Chagaban Reb Yaakov Machshi. So, why is he Machshi with the Dalet Kundesin Sukkah? Why does he need Dalet Kundesin? Let's ask that question. Why does he need Dalet Kundesin? How many mechitzas do you need in the Sukkah? Shtayim Kelchos and Shlish Savi L'Tefach. You need only three mechitzas. Reb Yaakov holds that you need Dalet Kundesin. Why do you need Dalet Kundesin? Three should be enough. Why do you need Dalet Kundesin? So comes the Poros Yosef and says he thinks he knows the answer. Poros Yosef, one of the Hagos in the back. Now it's easy, you have a new Gemara, you have all of the Hagos together. But you know, before, when you have the old Gemara, you have to go fishing. Okay, it's fun to go fishing sometimes, if you don't slip. So the Poros Yosef says, L'chara b'shlosha sagi d'ikashtei defonas l'chotza dofen tefach v'shlishas tefach. Why do you need Dalet Kundesin? The Yishlomer came in the Lekashtayim Gemuras being in shame Dalet Mechitzis. The Paras Yosef wants to suggest that you need Dalet Kundesin because you're missing something. If you have a Chisaro, so then you need some kind of Maila. Right? If you're missing something in the case, then you need a Maila to counteract. So here, you don't really have Shtayim Kilchasin. If you had Shtayim Kilchasin, if you had two Mechitzis, filling up the whole ruach, two mechitzas, which was zayin tfachim, so then avadi shlish safilu tefach. You wouldn't need the shame dalet mechitzas. Why do we assume over here you need shame dalet mechitzas? That's because you're missing something. It's not shtayim kilchosin. If it's not shtayim kilchosin of shivat tfachim, Yaakov says it's kosher, but you need dalet kundesin. You need the shame dalet mechitzas. You're missing something in the shtayim kilchosin, so you need to have a mile. You need to add something that it should be dalet kundesin.
If we're going to view these mechitzas as like mechitzos shlemos, then manavshach, if there's physically, halachically, it's a full wall. So
that's the whole chiddush, that if you have shame dalet mechitzas, then the chiddush of pasi biros kicks in. But with less than shame dalet mechitzas, well, okay, you're saying something else. He's suggesting that since you don't have the shtayim kilchasan, so there's something missing in the mechitzas of sukkah, so therefore you have to add something extra. Got to add something extra. Others explain differently along the lines of what you're saying. Others want to suggest maybe the whole idea of Pasa B'Ros is that it can only be said if you have this structure. The whole din of Pasa B'Ros is a chiddush. How does Pasa B'Ros work? You have the L-shaped mechitzas with a big pirtz in the middle, and yet we treat that as though there are mechitzas there. How does that work? The answer is that's the nature of Pasa B'Ros. It's a chiddush. But maybe the chiddush of Pasa B'Ros only applies if you have the structure. The square structure. You need the L-shaped mechitzas on all four corners. But if you're missing the L-shaped mechitzas on some of the corners, if all you have is three, even though the halacha of sukkah is shtayim kilchasin u'shlish savi l'tefach, But Pasi Biros can't work by Sukkah, because the Chiddush of Pasi Biros is that if you have this structure, then it works. Without the structure, you can't get the first base. That's the pshat. It's not that you're missing something. It's not Shtan Pichosna, so therefore you got to be Mosif in the other direction. And you're missing something here, so you have to be Mosif there. No, it's that the Chiddush of Pasi Biros is only said if there's the structure of Shem Dalet Mechitzas. You need the Yumdin on all four corners. But if you don't have the Yumdin on all four corners, then there is no Din of Pasi Biros. You can't even get started. That could be the answer. That's what the Rambam seems to say. Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, when he describes the Din of Pasi Biros, the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Lamed Gimel. Hazorik Mirshus HaRabim Lo'in HaPasim Chayef. Right, that's the din in the Gemara in Erev and Adav Chof, that the Halacha Pasi Biros applies Bein Lekula Bein Lechomer. Min HaTorah it applies Lekula. The Chachamim took away that Kula by regular Pasim. For Oli Regolim, they took away the extra Gzera. They put it back to the Din Daraisa. But the Din Daraisa is that it's a Mechitza Gemura. Bein Lekula Bein Lechomer. So the case Lechomer is that if you Zorik from the Rishus HaRabim into this place, you Chayef Chatas. Hoel v'yesh b'chol zoviz v'zoviz mechitza gemura, sheyesh b'gova asor v'yosem mei arboa al arboa, v'harei haribua nikar v'nira v'nasa kol shebenei m'rishus hayochid. What does the Rambam say? You have yosem mei arboa al arboa, the ribua is nikar v'nira. What's this ribua is nikar v'nira? The Rambam seems to be saying the whole din of Pasi Biros is that there's a ribua nikar. It's a square. You see it as a square. It's a structure of a square. Without the structure of a square, you can't start the whole din. The Din of Pasi Biros requires a square. So that could be the answer to the Peres Yosef's Kasha. It's not that you're missing something on one angle, so you got to add something on the other angle. Because it's not Shtayim Kel Chosa, so it's a little bit Chosa in the Mechitza, so I got to add an extra Ruach. It has to be Pasi Biros on all four corners. No, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is the whole Din of Pasi Biros itself is a Chiddush. So the only way it's going to work in Sukkah, even though Sukkah, Taka, you don't need four, you only need three. No, but if you don't have Pasi Biros on all four corners, the Ribu is not Nikkur. If the Ribu is not Nikkur, then you can't talk about Pasi Biros. That's what the Ran... I'm sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Just, why does the Ran say Yosef?
Uh-oh. The Ram?
I'm sorry, Rambam.
We'll get to that point. That's an excellent point. Also, we'll get to it.
I understand by Shabbos, you need it. What you're doing, you're creating Rishus HaYochid, and therefore you need Dal Mechitzos. It needs to be enclosed. But by
Min HaTorah, you actually only need three Mechitzos. But in Pasi Biros, three is not going to be enough. That's a din of Pasi Biros. It has to be Dalit corners. Four corners in order for the din of Pasi Biros to kick in. Chiddush HaRan, Masechta Erevin, echoes the Rambam sentiment. He says the same thing, that the din of Pasi Biros is a structure. A structure of Shem Dalet Mechitzas in the four corners. Afagav de Midarai Sabina and Omeid Kiporetz. Hani Milik Shem Bekronis Omeid Choshev Mishnei Tzadim. You need Omeid Kiporetz, and here the Poretz is more than the Omeid. That's if you don't have the Kronis, you don't have the corners. If you don't have an Omeid Choshev Mishnei Tzadim. Have a Kol Sheisham Omeid Choshev Mishnei Tzadim. Fiyachem Midarai Sashori. Okay. Even though enough to shafir shesayochid, hani milik shem mechitzas gemuras. You have mechitzas gemuras, then taka sholosh mechitzas are enough. Avol dumyu the pasi biros lo sagi elim ken yesh bechol arba hakronas omid choshe. But dumyu the pasi biros, if you don't have sholosh mechitzas, real sholosh mechitzas, if you're just going to rely on these diumdin on the el shem mechitzas, then the Ran says it's not enough, right? Avol dumyu the pasi biros lo sagi elim yesh bechol arba hakronas omid choshe. Then you need the four corners. You want to tell me the Chachamim again were gozer, and then they were mamed on the din daraisa la'oli regolim. So if the din daraisa is that three is enough, so then why did the Chachamim say that you need four corners for the Pasi Biros to be makel? They should have said that three corners is enough because three mechitzas is enough. Obviously, you need four corners for the din of Pasi Biros to kick in. It's a structure of four corners. So because of the structure of four corners, the Chazal, even when they're mamed on the Din Daraisa, where they want to be makel for Tilto, they're mamed on the Din Daraisa, but they require that you need four corners. Because that's the Din. Pasi Biros can't kick in without that structure of four corners. That's the whole halacha of Pasi Biros, that it has to be a structure of four corners. Like the Rambam. The whole halacha of Pasi Biros is that if you have this interesting structure, this different kind of structure, so then there's a new halacha that we treat it as though there's a mechitza l'chol ruach. It's a Rishus HaYochid. It takes the place of mechitzas, but to to apply the din of pasi b'yos, you need the structure on four corners. Without that structure on all four corners, nothing can happen. So that's the answer for sukkah. Even though shtayim kelchos and a shlish safilu tefach, but you need all four corners. Because if you're going to use the din of pasi b'yos, that can't apply unless you have four corners. Okay. Question, yeah.
Does this work? Does this approach work even with the Rosh Hashanah? Because if we're assuming that it can be done, like similar to the dinner of Kedasik, so then that'll probably be a problem for the round.
The Rosh Hashanah just says that the concept of Pasi Biros means that you mamshet the mechitza. He holds that you mamshet the mechitza as if there's a mechitza on the whole Ruach. But if you hold that the chiddush of Pasi Biros, that if you have this structure, so now we apply a new halacha, it still could be that that halacha is not said unless you have the structure. It's the four-cornered structure. Without that four-cornered structure, we don't get started. What's the nature of the halacha? That's a separate issue. Right? Either you could say it's a din. It's a din that the makom is a rishus hayachid, even though it doesn't have mechitzas. It's like a Pesach, like Tosis is saying. We could say, no, it's a mechitza, that there's a hamshacha from the corners, and it's really a mechitza. It doesn't matter what the gether hadover is, but it could be the point. The point remains that no matter what the gather hadover is, you still need the four corners in order to say this din.
Yeah, it actually sounds like that's what they're around saying, because like, he says Hani Mili Kishayim Mechitzos Gemuros Aval Domya De Pasi Biros, which is not of Mechitzos Gemuros, so it sounds like it's more of a din, not the extension. Anyway,
I'm not sure that the diuk is necessarily mochach, because the Ran could be saying that by Mechitzos Gemuros, so then three is sufficient. You need the four corners, but once you have the four corners, the din is that when mamshicha mechitza, it's treated like mechitza's gemuras. It's not muchruch to say like that. Yeah.
So based on the Ran and the Rambam, so if you're holding that the structure, that the structure actually is part of the chiddush, meaning that gets the chiddush going. Yeah. Without the structure, it's not a chiddush at all. Right. It doesn't work. So would that also be the measurement of the walls?
What do you mean?
Meaning how long those corners have to be.
Okay, so that gets to the next issue. Okay, let's go weiter. Maybe that'll answer your question. So what do we have over here? We have a machlokes tanoim about diyum de sukkah. This is the second mahalach in the machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yaakov says diyum de sukkah tefach, and the chachamim say shtayim kelchos and shlish zafilu tefach. Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov says diyum de sukkah tefach. Tefach al tefach. Tefach mikan v'tefach tefach lekan. At first glance, that's a pelech. Rabbi Yaakov's shita is very difficult because he's trying to apply pasi biros to sukkah, right? But what's the shear of pasi biros? It's not tefach lakan, but tefach lakan. How much is it lakan or lakan?
I don't know.
Six tefachim lakan, six tefachim lakan. So what's he saying? Do you only sukkah tefach? Tefach lakan, tefach lakan, then you apply pasi biros? What kind of a strange application is that? The Tosis was troubled with this. The Rasmul Diyumde, right here on Dalai Lama's. Tosis says, "V'hadu be'in an amah gavi pasi biros perikos and pasin gavi mechitzas Shabbos echmir." Says Tosfos, "Chazal were machmir by mechitzas Shabbos that you need amal amah." But sukkah is still tefach al tefach. What is Tosfos assuming? Me'ikir adin the halach of pasi biros, even in Shabbos, applies if you have tefach lekan v'tefach lekan. Gavi mechitzas of Shabbos, Chazal were machmir. Nochamol, the din d'oraisa by Shabbos is that if you have tefach al tefach, it's called a mechitza. Bein lekula, bein lechomer, bein letaltel, bein to be mechayev ezorik lesochom, ezorik from Rishus Harabim into the pasin. Bein lekula, bein lechomer, it's a din mechitza, min haTorah. Tefach lekan, tefach lekan. Chazal took away the kula, the heter tiltel. Chazal took away the heter tiltel for most people. For the Oli Regolim, they put back the heter tiltel. But they're machmer. In the head of Tildo, the machmer, that even though in the Torah, Pasi Biros called a mechitza, tefach lakan, tefach lakan, chazal machmer. When they put back the head of Tildo, they're all machmer that it has to be ama lakan va'ama lakan. Okay, that's how Tosus learns here in Sukkah. Rabbeinu Peretz learns differently. He learns differently. What does he say? We had a Rabbeinu Peretz before, yeah? When do we have a Rabbeinu Peretz? I think on the days, when? Yishavim, excellent. Ah. Okay. Right, the Masmerim. What's the Iker of Tosfos? The Masmerim or the fact that the Yishavim can't come down? Okay, good. Rabbeinu Peretz, he has a very important comment. What is he saying? Diyum de sukkah tefach. Habagabi osin pasin libiros beinan diyum de shehi ama. The beinan abe mechitzas min haTorah l'Shabbos ve mechitzah pchusim me'arbo al arbo tefachim. You need arba mechitzas min haTorah. And Zalter Beinu Peretz is no mechitzah less than arba al arbo tefachim. You need dalet by dalet tefachim. A mechitzah is a minimum of dalet tefachim. Where does he get dalet tefachim from? So we've said dalet tefachim is like a shir choshev. It's a shir choshev. We talked about the idea that schach pasul pasul b'dalet tefachim. We find that dalet tefachim is often a shir choshev. So here too, it's a shir choshev. Rishus Ayochid is dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim with a mechitzah of ten tefachim. We see dalet tefachim is a shir choshev. He holds the shir mechitzah in haTorah is dalet tefachim. V'ukumu ha'ama l'rav chadamilsa. Chazal were machmer, they were mamered on an ama, which is six tefachim. L'rav chadamilsa, they were machmer a little bit more. The shir mechitzah d'arais is a shir of dalet tefachim. Chazal were machmer a little bit more, that it should be six tefachim. Aval gabi sukkah, the shlish zafilu tefach, hilkach diyum de sukkah tefach. But by sukkah, we know the rule is shlish zafilu tefach, shtam kil chasun is shlish zafilu tefach. So the fact that shlish zafilu tefach, zokta Rabbeinu Peretz, you see from that halacha, that the shir mechitzah for sukkah is really a tefach. It's not shiva tefachim. Two sides require shiva tefachim, but the fact that shlish zafilu tefach, that tells you that the minimum shir for sukkah is really a tefach. That's why if you're relying on diyum de tefach for sukkah, so tefach al tefach is enough. You don't need arba al arba. You don't need shisha tefachim ama by pasuk biros and Shabbos. That's bechlal a chumra de rabban. So the only thing we could talk about, the only chumra you might think of, the only thing that would be a din daraisa, that's dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim. So Rabbeinu Peretz, there's no need for that. By the real halacha, right? The halacha by sukkah is that tefach al tefach is enough. The halacha by Erevin, the halacha in Shabbos is that you need arba lakan va'arba lakan. Four in this direction, four in that direction. That's what the L-shaped mechitza looks like when it comes to Shabbos. But the L-shaped mechitza, when it comes to sukkah, is tefach lakan and tefach lakan. Tosfos seems to say that the yumdin, pasibiros, bein le'inyin sukkah, bein le'inyin Shabbos is tefach lakan v'tefach lakan. That's Tosfos in sukkah. Really, it's tefach al tefach. Chazal were machmer when it came to Shabbos. Right? The machmer that you need the six tefachim. Tosfos doesn't mention anything about four. He says the real shir should be bein linyan sukkah, bein linyan Shabbos. The shir should be tefach al tefach. The inyan pasiv yiros of erev and chazal were machmer that you need shisha tefachim. So after Rabbeinu Peretz, nein. The real shir for Shabbos is four tefachim by four tefachim. Chazal were machmer when they came around, right? The shir d'arais is four tefachim by four tefachim. Then Chazal took it away, gzeira. Then they brought it back, they had to tiltle for the Olei Regalim. So when they brought it back, they said that you really need six. They were machmer a little bit more. But the real shir should be four. But that's for Shabbos. So after Rabbeinu Peretz, for Sukkah, the shir was never four. Shir is tefach al tefach. Two different shirim, he says. One shir for Sukkah, one shir for Shabbos, never the twain shall meet. Not like Tosfos. Our Tosfos says, no, the shir for both is tefach al tefach. By Shabbos, Chazal amachmim were to say six. The real shir should be tefach. So by Sukkah, they keep it on the din d'oraisa that the shir is a tefach. Two different approaches over here. Eitan?
Well, the way that we get to a shir is a tefach, that's because we say the halacha, which we see as pulling that last wall down to a tefach.
We'll see. It could be a machlokas tanoim on the vav and the beis. We'll get to that next week in Mitzvah Shem. Right, the question is the halacha mashmi sinai megareya, or does it come to be mosif? Right, do we say that you have two walls, halacha mashmi sinai comes to add a little bit more? Or no, you're supposed to really have based on the psukim, you really should have three, halacha mashmi sinai comes to take away a little bit of the three. We'll see. Yes?
What was it by Shabbos that made Chazal worried that someone making a mistake that they were machmer and moved it up and not by sukkah, there was no chashash or like?
Well, in sukkah, we're not talking about tiltle. Right? There's always this gzeir of tiltle. Chazal are concerned, right? If you'll be metaltel here, then you'll be metaltel in a place where there's a chiyuv daraisa. You'll be metaltel from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, and you'll be chayiv chatas. There's a chiyuv chatas. In sukkah, we're talking about a din mechitza. A din mechitza for the mitzvah of sukkah. There's no chashash of an issa daraisa.
So it's made four, though, by Shabbos now. And you can be over... It's a
deraisa
by walking in, but not the
derba. No. Chazal amachmir that we're not going to be mata the tiltel without the yumdin being six fachim. right? According to the Rabbeinu Peretz, as long as you have a tefach lekan betefach lekan, the issa deraisa wouldn't be violated. Nachmo, just one second. If you have a tefach lekan betefach lekan, I take it back. Tefach lekan betefach lekan. No. I keep it. Right? Rabbeinu Peretz says tefach lekan betefach lekan is a shiur for sukkah, not for Shabbos. So tefach lekan betefach lekan. What do you have? You don't have a mechitza. You don't have a mechitza. It's not a rishus hayachid, so you won't violate an issa deraisa. If you have four tefachim,
then it's deraisa. And if you have six, deraisa.
Then it's deraisa, right? If you throw in there, but at the same time, if you were to carry in that makom, it would be mutter to carry there.
To carry
within the makom, it's like carrying a bais. Rishus hayachid. Chazal took away that heter, and they said that you have to have six in order to be mutter tilta there. Okay. He took away the head to tilt. They said you need six. Yes.
The din applies by Shabbos, and we're trying to compare. Like we're trying to also apply it by Sukkah, right? Mm-hmm. So if it applies by Shabbos, and based on how we're applying it to Shabbos, we're using the normal measurement for mechitza.
You jumping. Good enough. Okay, we're gonna.
So
yeah.
How? Okay, fine.
Okay, we're gonna get to you. Yeah.
I think we learned that by the Tosos Yeshanim with Hilani Sugya, we said that we could say that Helen is being mechanech them on to not be over the isser of eating outside the sukkah. So if we're learning that there is an isser in the sukkah,
isser is just an isser aseh. Even if it's an isser, it's not a, it's a mitzvah. It's a bittul mitzvah. Pashup shad is it's a bittul mitzvah. It's still not the same. What do you want to say?
So then why would they be mafmir by Shabbos, which is an isser, but not by sukkah? Meaning, it sounds like sukkah is.
Because fundamentally, it's a mitzvah anyway. It's a mitzvah. Let's just say poshut. Okay, that sukkah is a mitzvah. Okay. What's this machlokas we shown? Rabbeinu Peretz assumes that when it comes to sukkah, really there are two shiurim. Rabbeinu Peretz basically says there are two shiurim of diyumdin. There's a shiur diyumdin for sukkah. There's a shiur diyumdin for Shabbos. Right. And Tosa says no. There's one shiur for the yomdin, right? So, what's the machlokas over here? L'chora, we can look at this idea of the yomdei sukkah tefach in one of two ways. What is the yomdei sukkah tefach? Either the yomdei sukkah tefach means this is a shiur in the yomdin in general. The shiur of the yomdin, the shiur of pasiv yiros, is a tefach. Tefach al tefach. That's one way to look at. At this din, Rabbi Yaakov has the Diyum de Sukkah Tefach. What does Diyum de Sukkah Tefach mean? Rabbi Yaakov's halacha. Does it mean this is a shir in Diyum din ba'alma? Meaning, not only Sukkah, Shabbos too. Me'ikar then, that's the shear of the yomdin. All pasibros. The shear really is tefach lekan to tefach lekan. Or should I say no? It's not a shear in the yomdin ba'alma. This is a shear dafka b'diyom de sukkah. Diyom de sukkah is a shear tefach. Not even the Shabbos. Different shear. If I hold the first pshat, so then, okay, that's the halacha mashvi sina. The shear diyomdin is shear tefach. Fine. What does the second pshat mean? The Brisker Rav has a little kuntris, a very small sefer. It's on Kiddush HaChodesh, Yuma, and Sukkah. A couple of chidushei Torah there. So he suggests the second approach. He's actually talking about the sugya on Daf Zayin. He's not talking about over here. But he says he thinks the idea of the yumdin Sukkah Tefach means that whenever you try to figure out what the shear of the yomdin should be in the area that you're discussing, whether it's sukkah, Shabbos, you have to establish what's the shear mechitza, and your yomdin has to have that shear. If the yomdin have that shear, the halacha of pasiv yiros allows you to extend that mechitza to the whole ruach once you have the shear mechitza. Rabbi Yaakov says the yomdin sukkah tefach because the shear mechitza for sukkah is a tefach. That's not the shiur for the yomdim in general. That's the shiur for the yomdei sukkah. Because the sheer mechitza for a sukkah is a tefach. Shtayim pilchas and shlishis hafik l'tefach. That halacha mashma sinai teaches me that the minimum sheer for a sukkah, for a mechitza of sukkah, is a tefach. The halacha of the yom sukkah tefach means once you have the minimum sheer for a mechitza, so then you're able to be mamshich that sheer for the whole ruach. But don't tell me that the sheer diyumdin for Shabbos is a tefach. It's ridiculous. Since the sheer mechitza for Shabbos is more than a tefach, there's no mocha to say the sheer mechitza for Shabbos is a tefach. Why should I say that? But Dalat Tvachim is a sheer chashev. So since Dalat Tvachim is a sheer chashev, that could be the sheer mechitza for Shabbos. So the sheer mechitza for Shabbos is Dalat Tvachim, then the sheer diyumdin for Shabbos should be Dalat Tvachim. Why? There's no halacha mashmi sinai that the sheer for diyumdin is a tefach. No, the sheer for the yumdin is that if you have the sheer mechitza, the yumdin allows you to be mamshich that sheer for the whole ruach. So you have to apply in every situation what is your sheer mechitza. In sukkah, the sheer mechitza is a tefach. If in Shabbos, your sheer mechitza is more than a tefach, so then of course the sheer the yumdin is going to be whatever the sheer mechitza is. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Chorah. Mitosis is assuming what's the shear for the yumdin, bain for sukkah, bain for Shabbos. The shear is a tefach. Where did you get a tefach from? Halacha mashmi sinai. That's a pas. That's the shear for pasay biros. I can't ask what the mocker is. That's the sword. That's halacha mashmi sinai. That's the Kabbalah we have. The shear is a tefach. It's unrelated to this din of shtayim pilchas and shlishis afilu tefach. It's unrelated to that din. That's the shear for the yumdin in general is a tefach. That's what Tosis assumes. Aye, but the shear of Papasei Biros is six tefachim? That's a chumer in Shabbos. It's not that the shiurim should be different for Shabbos. Me'ikar, then the shear is mamish the same. It's still a tefach even for Shabbos. Chazal o machmer, to get the heart to tilt, they o machmer, that you need shisha tefachim. Comes the Rabbeinu Peretz and says, no, you misunderstood the whole din of the Yom Sukkah tefach. The Yom Sukkah tefach means that in Sukkah, we have a different shear mechitz. And the shear for the yumdin is a function of your shear mechitza. Since shlishis avilu tefach, Rabbi Yaakov assumes that shlishis avilu tefach teaches me something about the shear mechitza for sukkah. That meikar then the shear mechitza for sukkah is really a tefach. Aye, but shtayim kilchos. Aye, you need a mechitza of shiva tefachim in two ruchos. So it could be the only reason why you need a shear mechitza in two ruchos is because we have a din that the mechitza has to cover the whole ruach. Has to cover the whole ruach. And if you don't have L-shaped mechitzas, it's not going to cover the whole ruach unless you have a full mechitza in a zayin tefachim. It's not that the sheer mechitza is seven tefachim on two ruchos. The sheer mechitza, even on the other two ruchos, is a tefach. But the problem is, the mechitza is not going to apply to the whole side if it's only a tefach. So I need the shiva tefachim, not because I don't have a sheer mechitza in the other two ruchos without shiva tefachim. I need that for a different halacha, that the shear has to apply to the whole ruach. So once I have shiva tefachim here and shiva tefachim there, I have a mechitza in the whole ruach. And now the shlishis afilu tefach, that's the minimum shear mechitza. If I have the shtayim kilchasan, so in this structure, shtayim kilchasan, shlishis afilu tefach, where I'm going to have the shlishis afilu tefach less than shear lovet from the end, right, with the tzuras ha-pesach after that, right, I have the whole structure, then we treat it as though I have a mechitza in kol ruach in the three ruchos. But it's not that I need the shiva tefachim on the two ruchos, because without shiva tefachim I don't have a shir mechitza. But a shir mechitza v'sukkah is a tefach. I need the shiva tefachim because there's a halacha that the mechitza has to apply to the whole ruach. And if I don't have the shiva tefachim, then it's not going to apply to the whole ruach. So Dr. Rabbeinu Peretz, but because a shir mechitza v'sukkah is a tefach, then diyum de sukkah is a tefach. By Shabbos, the shir mechitza is not a tefach. There's no halacha mashmisin to tell me the shir mechitza of Shabbos is a tefach. So that's why I need arba tefachim. The shir daraisa for the yom day Shabbos is dalid by dalid, because the shir mechitza for Shabbos is dalid. It's not a tefach. There's no mocha to say the shir is a tefach. And the yom day sukkah tefach doesn't mean that the shir for all the yomdim is a tefach. It means that the yomdim in the context of sukkah is a tefach, because the shir mechitza of sukkah is a tefach. But if the shir mechitza is different, then the yomdim, the shir the yomdim is going to be different. So when it comes to Shabbos, the shir for the diyumdin is going to be dalid, because the shir mechitza is dalid in Shabbos. Oh. It's interesting. If you take the Brisker Rav to its logical conclusion, what comes out is, this is just a side point, what comes out is that Mistam, the Rashash, can't really learn like this. He can't learn like the Rabbeinu Peretz. Why? Because if you think about it for a moment, the Rashash thought that good asik mechitzta is a kolshkein from Diyum de Sukkah. If you held, Rabbi Yaakov holds Diyum de Sukkah, right? That noatz dalek kundesin, but oretz v'sigach hagavam, that's kosher also, because Diyum de Sukkah tefach, you can be mamshech and mechitzta there. So kolshkein by good asik, you have to be able to be mamshech and mechitzta. So we said, what's the kolshkein? The kolshkein is that by good asik, you really have a full mechitzah. You have a mechitzah of 10 tefachim tall, and you're being mamshech that mechitzah further, lamala. But the yumdin, you don't have a full mechitzah. You have a tefach, right? It's not really a mechitzah, but the halach of the yumdin allows you to be mamshech further. So that's the kolshkein. If we'll say Rabbi Yaakov is machshed yumdin sukkah tefach, kolshkein is going to be machshed. He's going to be machshed good asik mechitzah. If you take the Brisker Rav's pshat, it's not such a kolshkein because it's really the same halacha. The Yom De'Sukkah Tefach means the minimum shear for mechitzah and sukkah is a tefach. So all you're doing is you're being mamshech a mechitzah gemurah. You're being mamshech a mechitzah gemurah for the whole tzad. So it's not like one is a kolshkein over the other. They're both the same. Once you have a full mechitzah, so then you can be mamshech it. So if you have a full mechitzah, you can be mamshech it horizontally. If you have a full mechitzah, you can be mamshech it vertically. Neither one is a bigger chiddush on the other. Right? If you learn that the Yom De'Sukkah Tefach means that Tefach is not a Shem Mechitza, but if I have just a little bit, the Halacha Pasuk Rosh allows me to be Mamshech that little bit and create a Mechitza on the whole Rosh, then Taka, it's a big Chiddush. Right? Lodiach HaKocho Dereb Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov holds that the Yumdin allows me to be Mamshech a Mechitza on the whole Rosh. That's a big Chiddush. A bigger Chiddush than the Din of Gurasik Mechitza. But according to the Brisker Rav, it comes out that it's really the same halacha, that once you have a mechitza, then you can be mamshech a mechitza. So it could be that the Rashash is not quite learning like this, because if he were, then he wouldn't have the kolshkein that we thought he had yesterday. But okay, but these are the two pshatim, two possibilities in what Yom De'Sukkah Tefach means, and lechora, that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosus are disagreeing about. Tosus holds me'ikra din, Yom din ba'alma, the shir Yom din in general is a tefach, ben besukkah, ben b'shabbos. But by Shabbos, Chazal Amachmer, a little bit more that you need six tefachim. But because the shir, even in Shabbos, the Ikra Din is really a tefach, Rabbi Yaakov holds that the Yom Besuk is only a tefach. Rabbi Nuperet says, no, fakert. The shir, the Yom Din for Shabbos is Dalit, because that's the shir mechitza for Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov holds the Yom Din Sukkah tefach, because the shir mechitza on Sukkah, the shir mechitza for Sukkah is only a tefach. If we take this approach, Rabbi Nuperet's approach, then we can explain that other kasha that we had on the Rambam. Naftali had this kasha on the Rambam. What's the lashon of the Rambam? Tazorg meshes Rambam levin apasim chayev hol v'yesh b'chol zavis v'zavis mechitza gemura sheyesh b'gov asara v'yoser me'abo al arbo avare haribu aniker. Rambam says if you zorg from meshes Rambam into the pasim, then you chayev. Why? Because you have a mechitza gemura that's gova asara. V'yoser me'abo al arbo, and you have more than four al four. What kind of a strange lashon is that? More than four by four. What does he mean, more than 4x4? Who's the Rambam following? Rabbeinu Peretz. That the shir mechitza for Shabbos is really 4. Me'ikar adin, what's the real shir for pasin on Shabbos? What's the real shir? The shir daraisa for pasin biros? 4 lakan. 4x4. Not tefach al tefach. No, 4x4. Tefach al tefach is a din in sukkah. The real shir for Shabbos is 4x4. Chazal wa machmer to say that you should have 6. But because the real shear is 4x4, lechumra, when it comes to Pasuk Biros, lechumra, that if you zorek from Rosh Hashanah into that mokom yechayiv, what shear do we follow? 6? No, that's a cooler then, that you're not going to be chayiv. We follow the din daraisa that the shear is 4. That's what the Rambam is saying. Since it's at least 4x4, then it's a Rosh Hashanah, and if you zorek from Rosh Hashanah into this mokom, you'll be chayiv. That's what the Rambam is saying, like the Rabbeinu Peretz. Right, there's a difference between het to tiltel and the chiyah zrika. When it comes to het to tiltel, Chazal amachmet to say that you need 6. But when it comes to the chiyah for zrika, then Chazal can't be mach. That's not a chumra, that's a kula. If it's more than 4, so then you can be chayiv, even if it's less than 6, because the real shiur for pasi biros and Shabbos, according to the Rambam, is 4x4. The Keren Orin, Masech Erevin and Avchav, asks on the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam and he says, L'chor it's a pella. The Rambam is a Pella. From where? The Rambam says that if you have at least 4x4 in Diyum De Sukkah, to then Zorek, Lesocho for Mishas Arabim is going to be Chayim. In fact, the Karen Aura, Mishkenis Yaakov's brother, pretty, it was a powerhouse of a family there. The Karen Aura asks the Kasha on the Rambam. He says, Doch against the Gemara in Sukkah. The Rambam knew Sukkah. Right, if you learn Masechta Erevin, he knew Sukkah. How can the Rambam say what he said? The Gemara in Sukkah says, Diyum de Sukkah Tefach. Rabbi Yaakov holds Diyum de Sukkah Tefach. So even if you're passing like the Chachamim, but you see, the Shia Diyumdim is a Tefach. Rabbi Yaakov applies the Shia Diyumdim by Sukkah. He applies the Din of Diyumdim by Sukkah. But don't you see the Shia Diyumdim is a Tefach? That's what Taisus in Sukkah says, Beferish. Taisus in Sukkah was bothered. Rabbi Yaakov holds Diyumdim de Sukkah Tefach. But Pasi B'Rol is six. He says, no, Me'ikar Adin, the shear is a tefach. Chazal l'machmer in Shabbos, right? But the real shear is a tefach. If the real shear is a tefach, so then if you're Zorek l'socho, why shouldn't you be chayef? Even if you have pasi b'ros, if only a tefach, you should be chayef. Because that's the ikar shear. Would you want to be makel that if it's less than six, you're not going to be chayef? No, that's a chumra, not a kula. That's a chumra d'rabbana. You can't be makel for that. If the ikar shear is tefach by tefach, so then if it's even a tefach by tefach, you should be chayef if you're Zorek from a shisar abim into the pasim. Frag the Karen Ora, the Rambam is a Pella. What, you need 4x4? What's 4x4? Tefach al Tefach. Diyum de Sukkah Tefach. But according to what we're saying, the Rambam is not a Pella. Rambam follows whom? Rabbi No Pera. It's not Taisvis. The Rambam assumes that the Diyum de Sukkah Tefach is not a din in Diyumdim in general. It's a din only in Sukkah. You have to apply the Shia Diyumdim for every Tchum, every area of Halacha that you're discussing. Since the Shia Mechitza for Sukkah is a Tefach, so Diyum LeSukkah Tefach. The Shia Mechitza for Shabbos could be Dalit. The Rambam holds it's Dalit Tefachim. So if it's Dalit Tefachim, then Diyum De Shabbos is not a Tefach, it's four. That's why the Rambam says that if you have four, then Taka you'll be Chayiv. Zorek LeSukkah from Mishas Rambam is going to be Chayiv. He doesn't say you need six, but Tefach is not enough. You need four, because the Shia for Diyum and for Shabbos can be different according to the Rambam. If he takes Rabbeinu Peretz's approach, then his shiur for Diyum for Shabbos and for Sukkah are going to be different. Because he's not following Artosis and Sukkah, who assumes that the shiur is the same both for Shabbos and for Sukkah. Questions? Okay, based on this yeso, we can explain one final sheet. Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim have this machlokas here. Diyum de Sukkah Tefach, ushtayim kelchosan ushlish savilu tefach. That's what the Gemara says. Noat dalat kundus in baaretz sikach agaban. Rabbi Yaakov Omer roin kol shehilu yechokku v'yecholku v'yesh ban tefach al kan v'tefach al kan. Nidonu mishum diomed in lav no. Shehoye Rabbi Yaakov Omer diom de sukkah tefach. And the Chachamim argue. What's the machlokas? So Rashi says shtayim kol chasam baorek kol asukku v'rachba echad la'orka v'echad l'rachba. Rashi says that the Chachamim hold there's no din of diom de my sukkah at all. There's no din of the Yonah Ba'ai Sukkah at all. Shtayim kil chasun and shlish zavil tefach. There's halacha moshvi Sinai that you need a full mechitza on one ruach, mechitza of zayin tefachim on one ruach, a mechitza of zayin tefachim on the other ruach, and shlish zavil tefach. It's a different halacha. There is no din of the Yonah Ba'ai Sukkah at all, according to the Chacham. Lufi Rashi. No din of the Yonah Ba'ai Sukkah. Rabbi Yaakov holds there is a din of the Yonah Ba'ai Sukkah, and the Chacham reject the whole halacha in Sukkah. Comes the Ra'ah and says, no, why do you have to learn the Chachamim like that? The Ra'ah, I don't think we had a Ra'ah yet. It's also in the Kovitz. The Ra'ah says, Mid Rabbi Yaakov Nishma L'Rabbanan. From Rabbi Yaakov Shita, we can learn for the Chachamim. The Ika Bahani Kundasin Shiva Tfachim L'Kam V'Shiva L'Kam L'Chol Rov Ruach Kosha. Afal gav departs mubala omeid, chikarmina shtam kilchasan, lo armina nelo lafuket lo sagi vetevach lakam vetevach lakam. What are the Chacham saying? Rabbi Yaakov held yom de sukkah tefach, and the Chacham say, no, shtam kilchasan shlisa vila tefach. What does that mean? Are the Chacham saying that the holding of yom doesn't apply to sukkah? Or are they simply saying, sin shtam kilchasan shlisa vila tefach, you want to suggest that shlisa vila tefach teaches me that you only have a sheer tefach for the Yom Dim of Sukkah? No, look at the Shtayim Kilchosin. Shtayim Kilchosin tells me that the sheer mechitza for Sukkah is 7 tefachim. So maybe we'll agree to you that there's a din of the Yom Dim of Sukkah, but the Yom Dim of Sukkah is not a tefach. The Yom Dim of Sukkah is 7 tefachim. Maybe the Chacham didn't deny the idea of Diyom Dei Sukkah. They agree, you can have a concept of Diyom Dei. You can have a structure of L-shaped mechitzas in the corner, even if you have a big pirtz in the middle. Right? The whole chiddush of Pasei Biros is that even if the pirtz is so great in the middle, you have, let's say an amu or two or three between the Diyom Dei, it's still kosher. It's viewed as though there's a mechitz over there. Right, even the din of psalayotzim and asuka nidon kesuka has to be coming out of a sukkah. There has to be some kind of mechitza, some kind of contraption. If the pirtz is so great, so then it's like there's no mechitza in that ruach. How can you treat that as a sukkah? That's the chiddush of Pasei Biros, that if you have the structure of the L shaped mechitzas in the corner, so then that's kosher. That's called a mechitza. So it could be that the chachamim are not denying the whole din of diyum din by sukkah. No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying you got the shear wrong. You hold that the shear is a tefach. We claim that shtam kelchos and the shear mechitza for sukkah is zayin tefachim. So even if the halach of diyum de sukkah can apply, even if the halach of diyum de can apply to sukkah, the chachamim hold that the shear for diyum de is different. The shear for diyum de requires 7x7. And then once you have the 7x7, even if you have a tremendous pirtza, right, a pirtza of 3 amas, 4 amas, 5 amas, a tremendous pirtza, it doesn't matter, because once you have the din of Pasei Biros, so we treat that as though the mechitz is extended. What's the Ra'ah saying? That the machlokas, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim, is not whether we have the din of Diyum Din in Sukkah or not. The machlokas is, what is the shear for Diyum Din in Sukkah? What's he saying? So, based on the Briska Rav, you can explain very nicely. If you assume that the Shia Diyum Din, the Shia Diyum Din in Kol HaTorah Kula is a tefach. Shia Diyum Din Ben Linyan Sukkah, Ben Linyan Shabbos is really a tefach. Rabbi Yaakov just holds that the Diyum Din can apply to Sukkah as well. So then, there's no way to explain the Chachamim. You can't say the Chachamim require Diyum Din of Shiva Tefachim. That's not the Shia of Diyum Din even in Shabbos. So the only way to explain the Chachamim is to say they deny the holding of the Yom Din by Sukkah, the Chlal. Because if they don't hold of the Yom Day Tefach, then there is no other shear of the Yom Din that we know of. Right? We know of a shear of 6 Tefachim, but that's a Chumrah in Shabbos that doesn't apply to Sukkah. The shear for the Yom Din really is a Tefach, as Tosis was saying. The shear for the Yom Din is really a Tefach. So then either the Chachamim hold that the Yom Day Sukkah Tefach, or they deny the holding of the Yom Din. There's no way to say differently. But if you hold like the Briska Rav, that the whole din of the Yom Din is what? That take your Shir Mechitza and run with it. It's all a function of what the Shir Mechitza is in the area of Halacha that you're discussing. So if the Shir Mechitza for Shabbos is Dalit, then you need the Yom Din to be Dalit. And if the Shir Mechitza for Sukkah is a Tefah, then you need the Yom Din to be Tefah. So then you can explain the Chachamim like the Ra'ah. Rabbi Yaakov holds the Diyum Disukah Tefach because he holds the Shir of Mechitza for Sukkah is a Tefach. And the Chachamim argue, they say, no, there is a Din of Diyum Disukah, but not like your Shir. Diyum Disukah is not a Tefach, Diyum Disukah is Shiva Tefachim. That's what they meant to say. Diyum Disukah is in Shtayim, Kilchos, and Shlish, Zavil, Tefach. They're not saying, no, the halacha is you can't have Diyum Din. No, they're saying, from the Din of Shtayim, Kilchos, and Shlish, Zavil, Tefach, you see that the Shir Mechitza for Sukkah is not a Tefach, but rather it's Zayin Tefachim. So if the Shir Mechitza for Sukkah is Zayin Tefachim, then the Shir Diyum Din has to be Zayin Tefachim. Zayin Lakan, V'Zayin Lakan. It's not that the Chachamim are arguing and saying there is no Din of Diyum Din by Sukkah. They're saying you got the Shir Mechitza and Sukkah wrong. They both agree that there is a Din of Diyum Din by Sukkah. They just argue as to what the Shir Mechitza for Sukkah is. This is actually meduyik in the Gemara. The parish of the Ra'ah is really meduyik in the Gemara, because what does the Braisa say? Shehayu Rabbi Yaakov Omer Diyum De Sukkah Tefach. What kind of a lashon is that? If you learn like Rashi, the Chacham deny the holding of Diyum by Sukkah, then it should have said Shehayu Rabbi Yaakov Omer Yesh Din Diyum Din B'Sukkah. It's not what this Gemara says. The Gemara says Shehayu Rabbi Yaakov Omer Diyum De Sukkah Tefach. He holds that the shear for the Yom Dei Sukkah is a tefach. It sounds like the whole chiddush is he holds the shear for the Yom Dei Sukkah is a tefach. The Chachamim are just arguing on the shear. They're not arguing that there is a din of the Yom Dei. If they're arguing that there is a din of the Yom Dei, so why do they say he holds the Yom Dei Sukkah tefach? It should say he holds there's a din of the Yom Dei Sukkah and the shear is a tefach. It's not what the Gemara says. Shahayir Rabbi Yaakov Omer Diyum Disagatera. Sounds like his whole chiddush is that I know we both agree that there's a din of diyum, but I claim the shir is a tefach, and the Chacham denied, and they say the shir diyum is shivat vachim. So according to the Briskei Rav, it works out very nicely because both Tanoim hold that there's a din of diyum by sukkah. The whole machlokas is what's the shir? Is the shir a tefach or is the shir shivat vachim? Okay, we'll stop here.